Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
I get a haircut every week, so definitely tandem buddy.
You get a haircut 100%. Every week?
Nikki, maybe you don't have like a hair loss problem. Maybe you're just getting too many haircuts.
Yeah, you're just constantly getting haircuts.
From receding to receding.
What are you getting a haircut for every week?
Besides, you look like ultra Miami right now.
I look like I could fuck your bitch.
Concert? Certainly not. Nice back and forth.
Certainly not. Good great volley there, gentlemen.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 137. Today we are debating a mush special.
Yes.
A very special one. We're calling it, I believe, things that you wouldn't notice go extinct, basically. Do you have like a better way of describing it?
What would you, if an object or something in the world wasn't there anymore, would you have any idea it was gone?
Exactly. This was a very hard one to think of because it's kind of an oxymoron. Because like, you shouldn't be able to think of things that would fit this criteria.
But it was an interesting thought exercise, but I found it. I just kind of threw together a list because it's shit that I had to think about. You had to think about shit you didn't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
But that thing you quote tweeted on Twitter, it's probably perfect. In there. It's like one of the. That was actually a perfect was it? Thing.
Oh, don't. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. We're going to work our way there.
These are all objects?
Yeah, object thing. It's nouns, I would guess.
Nouns. Nice. Like, how long would it take you to realize no one says good morning anymore?
Ooh.
Wow.
I think a week.
So there's some things that are more abstract like that, I would guess. Yeah. There's one thing I think on here that's definitely more. It's not a noun, it's a verb. So we can add that in there. Before we get to our first ad, though, I will note, and I mentioned this to you in our chat earlier, Nick.
Oh, wow.
Somebody sent you these credit card things. Yeah. It's covers with Yu-Gi-Oh! Things, and Obelisk the Tormentor is the one you gave me. So
yeah.
I had an interaction with it. Me and my fiance were bored. We're like, let's go to the bowling alley. We're out in, like, Jersey. And we go there, and I paid for our thing with the Obelisk the Tormentor card. And she looked at me. She gave me the stink eye. She's like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. Why would you do that? And this group... as the cashier goes with the card of like young, I would say like 18, 19 year olds, the nerdiest looking guys ever. They're like, that's the coolest fucking card I've ever seen in my life. Like they literally walk up to me and like, where did you get that? And I was like, I don't know. It's cool, right? And oh my God, you should have seen Isabel's face, dude. She was just heart trodden. She got owned by this dude.
Does 18 year old nerd saying it's cool like help the case? Though?
It did because it was just a group. Yeah. Any group of people saying something's cool enough times makes it cool enough. I guess
it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Mine eventually it fell off from inserting chip too much.
Mm.
I'm a shopaholic, so I lost my Charizard.
Aw, damn. They are really cool, though. But before we get into this bracket, let's talk about Body Armor. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar, the new brand new Body Armor Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends over at Body Armor. Provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great-tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. I mention it every time. Don't know how they figured out lemon lime. Oh, and another one. This is a different Body Armor drink. It's Body Armor Flash IV. Do you see this flavor, Che?
That's very good.
It's very good.
Yep.
I like the kiwi strawberry.
You like that over? This is Pepino. This is your thing, is it not?
They got lime cucumber?
Yeah, this is a cucumber lime right here.
Oh, we don't have that in our office.
Oh, we have this.
Whoa. Whoa.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna get Rapino on the phone right now. What's his name? Mike, the Body Armor guy.
I don't know.
Mike Rapino?
No, wait.
Yeah, is that his name?
Mike Rapino is the guy that owns Body Armor.
Yeah, Rapino. Yeah.
It's okay. Gotcha. I thought you were fucking.
I thought you were saying his name was Mike Rapino.
That's what I thought you were saying, too. Yeah. That's what I thought you were saying.
Rapino. He was in
Mike
Brain.
I thought you were saying his last name
is
Mike.
His last name is not Mike Rapino.
Did he not say Mike Rapino?
I don't think his last name is Rapino.
It's not.
Yeah. Oh, Rapoli. Rapoli.
Mike Rapino.
I was thinking of Rapino. That dumbass soccer player.
That's what I thought you were fucking saying. And I was like, oh, I can't make fun of that if that's the guy.
Mike Rapoli, yeah.
But yeah.
Rapino's that American hater.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But the cucumber lime, Che, very good. Very, very good.
Lemon Pepino.
Yep, you're one of your favorites. But yeah, check that out. Check out Body Armor Zero Sugar as well. Get yours today at Walmart or a local grocery store near you. We love Body Armor here. You see it every time you're watching a Barstool video. You're guaranteed to see Body Armor somewhere. You got three right in front of us right now. But let's move into the bracket. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get to. First up, we have the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. Which thing would you not notice going extinct overnight? First one being the number 5 seed, tandem bikes. I like this one a lot. So bikes, that's the one with the two seats on the same bike.
I definitely would not notice this, I don't think.
Never.
My parents got one for their 30th wedding anniversary. So we have one in our house, and I would ride it all the time.
They purchased one.
Yeah, we have one.
Wow.
And me and my boy Cleveland would go on it, and we would rip it, because you would pedal both as fast as you can, and it goes twice as fast. They're a blast.
Really?
Would you notice, though, if you never saw a tandem bike again?
No.
Yeah.
But you would know. He noticed it that way. He'd go in his garage. He'd go, where the fuck my tandem bike?
There's a tandem bike at the house this weekend.
Oh, tandem bikes are, when I picture tandem bikes, picture literally a shore. Like a boardwalk or like a beach. Yeah. But like,
I wouldn't
be like, where's all the tandem bikes? Everybody's riding solo on these bikes.
Yeah.
Well, bikes are a sham.
Hear me out, gentlemen. I would notice tandem bikes were missing before unicycles were missing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 Do they still have pegs on the back of bikes?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen that anymore.
Bikes are a sham, though, now. No one rides them. They just, it's all like motorized.
Mopeds, basically.
Yeah. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Would unicycles count? Like, what are those motorized ones you see, like, the idiots riding in the city on? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, the one wheels?
Yeah, the one wheels. Is that?
I've never seen a cool guy doing that.
Ever.
And that's going up. Tandem bikes is going up against the number 12 seed, one of Nick's spinning barbershop poles. Those little blue and red poles that just spin in front of a barbershop.
No, I would one.
These are all going to be never.
Hey, what are you talking about? I would ever. You would definitely I would notice that.
I like those a lot, but I don't know if I would notice they
You
were
would
gone.
Notice
I love
it.
Them.
What do you mean? In what way would you notice?
I would be like, where,
oh, that barber doesn't.
Yeah, I'd be like, where are all the poles?
I notice that now if a barbershop doesn't have
that. No, you don't. I agree.
100%. You wouldn't think twice. You'd be like, that's just another barbershop.
No, I would, Nikki. I would notice if I don't. I respect the barbershop more if they have it.
That has one. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
So let's start with you, Marty. Tandem bikes or spinning barbershop poles?
Why does that exist, by the way? Was that for the illiterate to show that it's a barbershop?
I don't know.
I would love to know that.
Maybe that's why Marty loves
it. couldn't read barber.
But wouldn't it also just be in like a scissor? Like that? You don't see that, and you're like, oh, haircut.
No. Because that's like, what if Barbicide left?
What's like that? The little blue goo
the blue thing that I've never seen a barber actually use?
It's like you put in the,
they keep the combs and shit.
Oh, I like that too. I think I would notice that. I'd be like, where'd you get that comb from?
Yeah.
I'm going tandem bike.
Tandem bike. The barber pole, by the way, it's been tradition going back to the Middle Ages. I didn't know they had barbers in the Middle Ages.
What?
Staff or a pole.
They would hold on to it.
Yeah. Damn. Just like a
grip it to red.
There is a insanely long Wikipedia for barber poles. Like way too. It's aviation and space flight is a tab for it somehow. So barber pole or tandem bikes in one vote.
I'm gonna go tandem bikes too. I think there's a chance that I might like see a barbershop that I've been to and I know it has it. But oh, I wonder where that went. Mm. Very very minuscule, less than 1% chance, but quicker than I would ever utter. Man, whatever happened to those tandem bikes?
All those tandem bikes.
So I'll go with tandem bikes.
Do you like those things in like, what are those things in Nashville that they always ride on like bachelorette parties? Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that tech? No.
The pedals. The pedal things? Oh, those are
bikes. Super bikes.
That's not considered a tandem bike, right? Tandem's only two?
No. The bikes, like the pedal, you pedal and you drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
Che.
Those are awful.
I would definitely notice the barber holes missing. So, I mean, a bunch of us moved to Chicago within the last year looking for a new barber, like especially here, a lot of things are in like kind of strip malls.
Yeah.
So if you see like barber here and you don't see that sign, you're just like, where the fuck is this place? So yeah, I'd be looking for the spinning.
I'm with you, baby.
Breach.
3 for tandem bikes, none for spinning barbershop poles. Nick?
I'm an honorable man. I'm going tandem bikes.
Ooh, switching the vote. Tandem bikes, one vote, KB.
We're voting what we'd be less likely to notice. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do you guys?
Which one would you notice if they were gone?
Yeah, if it was gone,
you wouldn't notice.
I wouldn't notice.
Yeah,
if they were gone.
Yeah,
you voted tandem bike.
Got it. Making sure. How am I getting confused in my own one?
The barbershop you go to now, does it have the spinning pole?
Yeah, mine does.
Mine doesn't.
I just went to one in Chicago, too. It was great.
You gonna go tandem, KB?
Both never. Both would be lifetimes. Lifetimes. But I'll go tandem bike, less likely.
Tandem bike. Nick? Nicky.
I get a haircut every week, so definitely tandem bike.
You get a haircut 100%. Every week? You Jeffy Lowe?
What are you getting?
Well, if it's something personal to your life experience, maybe. Like,
yeah.
Where is the barber pole at my barber shop?
Nicky, maybe you don't have like a hair loss problem. Maybe you're just getting too many haircuts.
Yeah, you're just constantly getting
haircuts. From receding to receding, bro. What are you getting a haircut for?
It's really for my beard. It's for like my beard and my side fade. I don't really touch the top every week. It's just the sides.
You look like ultra Miami right now.
I look like I could fuck your bitch.
Concert?
Certainly not.
Oh, nice back and forth.
Certainly not. Good great volley there,
you
gentlemen.
Look like
great
a
volley.
Music festival.
You look like a music festival. Tandem Bikes is going to move on, though. And now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is Nichols. This is one of Nick's, actually. And a couple other people
yeah.
as well. Nichols, I agree.
That doesn't count.
This is a fun
that
one,
doesn't
but
count,
I would
though.
Notice.
Mm. Why?
Change is going extinct.
But like,
I think it counts. It's, there's Nichols.
I mean, it exists right now.
But like all other change is prominent in popular culture. Lucky penny, calling somebody a dime, throwing a good pass is a dime.
Quarterback.
Quarter machine. Quarterback. There's nickel package maybe in football, but you don't. Nickels are the forgotten of the coinage other than the 50s.
There is the nickelback joke. Frank's Nickelback joke.
Frank does. Yeah.
Frank would does notice. Have the Nickelback
Frank
joke.
Would notice the first second yeah. they disappeared.
And Nichols are going up against number 13 seed. This is one of Tommy's. Preset iPhone apps. So like the ones you just never, ever
like
use. You get rid of them
immediately.
Keynote
app?
Oh, yeah. Like shortcuts?
Yeah, shortcuts,
yeah,
quick
I look
links.
Keynote, shortcuts, files, numbers, and pages.
Yeah.
I use files.
Especially the Keynote app. I would never notice if that was gone.
No.
Pages.
GarageBand. Clips.
Might. You might
clips.
Notice. That.
You wouldn't notice if the Keynote app was out.
Like off your phone, deleted, and like you didn't even notice. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm going to get rid of them right now.
Yeah. So Nichols versus these preset iPhone apps. Start with you, Nikki.
I get Nichols and Quarters mixed up all the time. So I would definitely notice if Nichols disappeared.
Wait, how?
No, like at first glance, like, oh, I need a quarter for the Lucy vending machine. I like might grab one real quick. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is a nickel. And then I got to go back and get a quarter.
Fair.
So I would definitely go the apps that I've
never... We had help.
On August 21st...
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Never opened.
The apps... do you know what the Keynote app is?
Yeah, it's like that fake wannabe PowerPoint.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice. KB.
I think I could go years without noticing the nickel, and then I'd probably naturally end up in a big jumble of change and figure it out eventually. But nickel, yes. The other one, which was what?
A preset iPhone apps, like the Keynote noise shit.
Never. So that.
Never once. Two for the preset iPhone apps, Nick.
The preset iPhone app. So I'm deleting them right now, and it feels so good.
Mm. Che?
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could delete those.
It used to be, I think, that you could, and now the last phone I got, I deleted all of them, and I didn't know you could.
I'm pretty sure you could delete your text messaging app now if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd you could just delete everything.
That would be a fun prank to borrow somebody's phone and delete their text.
Use your phone really quick.
Lose all your nudes, that'd be terrible.
Jesus Christ.
Che?
Yeah, the pre-stored iPhone, I've never opened those once, so those can go kick rocks, and I
really?
Wouldn't notice.
I would have thought that you, actually, no, the more I'm thinking, I was going to say I would have thought that you would have used them, but the fact that you used the bought flashlight app until, like, last year kind of dispelled me of that pretty
absurdity.
Quickly.
Absurdity.
Yeah.
I use the Notes app, which I guess is a preloaded one.
No, that's a useful
like everyone
one.
Uses that app.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. The Keynotes and all that, forget it. I'm going to delete those right now.
Exactly. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, nickels are useless, but I do think of, like, the first time where I got change back somewhere that was 9 cents and they handed me, like, 9 pennies, I'd be like, that's weird. Mm. Like, what happened to nickels? So I think I might eventually get to that. I would never notice if the Keynote app or all these other forgettable ones that I only know because I looked them up earlier disappeared.
So another one for iPhone apps.
I'm going nickel.
You going nickel?
I don't think I'd ever have any idea.
I don't really use cash enough, I feel like, either. It would take me a long time.
Yeah, it'd take a long time.
Either way, iPhone apps is going to move on. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is Welcome Mats, another Nick one. Welcome Mats, I agree. I don't think I would. Yeah. It would take me a long time to realize that they vanished forever. And that's going up against the number 9 seed, Handkerchiefs.
Marty and I just noticed different
things. Yeah, I hate Welcome Mats. So I always point them out, be like, how fucking stupid are these things? So that's why
I bought one last week.
And how stupid.
And it just annoyed me.
I never think about them.
And that's going up against Handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs.
Oh, I would have no idea. Handkerchiefs. Mm-hmm.
People still use them, though.
Never.
I grew up a hanky kid. When I was sick, I'd take one to school.
Ew.
I don't even
rub
get
your snot cloth.
Like, what do you do with it after? What?
You blow your nose in it. You put it in the washing machine.
That's crazy.
That's
so
insane.
Gross.
What tissues exist?
Was I poor?
You're like reusable. It's so
my grandpa, my dad, we were all
reusable napkins.
I would
just tucked away in your shirt.
I would go to school when I had like a cold with a hanky.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you went a big ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Fuck yeah.
That's ratchet.
So Welcome Mats versus Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchief?
I think
handkerchief.
It's handkerchief.
Although handkerchief.
I say handkerchief.
Kerchief?
Handkerchief?
Yeah.
There's an IE in there, right?
Handkerchief.
Now, are we counting the things that you stuff in like a tuxedo pocket?
No, I don't think.
That's
I thought about that.
That's
I don't
a pocket
think that's
square,
a handker.
Right?
Yeah, that's
is that
a pocket
not what
square.
We're talking about?
No, it's like a snot cloth.
Mine was like a bandana.
I thought handkerchiefs go kind of like in your suit, like inside.
In the suit.
That's a kerchief.
Handkerchief's back jean pocket.
Yeah,
what the fuck's a kerchief?
Wait, what?
Kerchief is what you put in the suit.
So, what you put in a suit is not a handkerchief?
Hold on.
A kerchief.
That kerchief is what you put in the front suit pocket.
Nah, you're tripping.
Handkerchief
what
is what
you
blow your nose in.
Handkerchief.
I thought it was
a kerchief.
I thought it was a pocket
you're
square.
100%
Wait, are these two different things?
A handkerchief is a form of a kerchief or a bandana, typically hem-squared for personal hygiene purposes,
so,
such as wiping your nose.
This
was in the same family.
This was Chase, I believe. Chase,
no, this was
which handkerchief? Oh,
yes.
Yours, sorry.
Oh, well, maybe we both said it, I guess.
So which handkerchief did you guys mean?
The thing in the suit pocket that, like, typically in... Nah, I don't think anyone actually does this, but you blow your nose
no,
in it.
No, Nick
so like,
just said he did.
I meant
I did in school. I used to. Not in the suits, though. I would I would have like a white like cloth that I would bring into God damn.
A white cloth?
Like I would use handkerchiefs. I bet you I still have handkerchiefs at home. We had a drawer where
my
mom would wash and fold them.
So
where would you put them on your body?
Back pocket.
So again, we're saying specifically not the fashion one. We're saying the operational snot one.
The personal nose. Hygiene handkerchief.
Yeah, personal hygiene handkerchief versus Welcome Mats. We have one vote for handkerchief.
I'm going one. Handkerchiefs too. Welcome Mats, I also don't care for. Don't think I would notice. But my next door neighbor, like in my apartment building, does have a Welcome Mat that I always look at. And I'm like, that's when I'm at my floor because I have a lot of flights of stairs to walk up. So, oh, there it is. So if that was gone, I might be like, oh,
yeah. My
gone.
Old apartment neighbors were had the Salazars on there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day it wasn't there. I was like, oh, my God.
You noticed.
Yeah.
That's such a cool last name.
So I'm Salazar. Going handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs. Jay?
Yeah, I have a Welcome out of my house. I think I've always had a Welcome out of my house. So
nice.
Yeah, definitely handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs. Nick?
These are both... kind of the same level for me. Good matchup. I'll go handkerchiefs, but I they're pretty commonplace for me.
Four for handkerchiefs, KB.
I could be already be experiencing this with a handkerchief.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen one since Jack Savage had one when he was like early 70s.
Early
70s. So I don't know the last time I've seen a handkerchief.
You never saw Nick one using the one in school?
I brought one to St. Vincent's all...
Yeah, that's decades ago.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief, Nikki?
I think I could get to Welcome Mat eventually.
Gotcha.
I feel like I'd notice if Welcome Mat's disappeared because every time I'm drunk and walk home, like I always trip over my neighbors. So I'd be like, oh, I didn't fall down this time. This is nice. So handkerchief for sure.
I like that you're
visiting people's houses. I do wipe my feet before going in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's not really me noticing. It's almost like reflex.
Mm-hmm. Handkerchief's going to move on. Now we can do our chain game. And we have two of them today. One of them is more just like, I'm not sure if this is like a confused thing here. I like this option. First chain option is the one friend that never talks in the group chat. I feel like a lot of different people have
that's
at least
one.
One of those. Mm-hmm. One person has never
so
responds.
One of my friends in the group chat disappeared from Earth.
I like it because it's funny and not thought out at all. Because like if that person disappeared, you would definitely notice.
Oh, but it's the person?
I feel like it's if they leave the group chat.
I think I've had a group text where we were we were talking shit about the guy who forgot. Like, we forgot he was in the chat still. We were talking shit about him. And he was like, and he answered for the first time in years.
Oh, my God.
Then you got to play it off. Be like, oh, we
did that
it.
For you to
we're just trying to see if you were noticing.
Exactly what we did.
Yeah. So the friend, again, is the one disappearing. It's not existing forever. So I don't think that one is. A lot of these are in Tudusu.
So he dies.
Not dies. Disappears forever.
Like Thanos.
Yeah,
snapped.
Thanos snapped. He's gone forever.
Dead. Okay.
Mush put bar of soap.
Yeah, bar of soap.
That's disgusting.
Mm. I just use liquid soap, like the bottles of soap. I don't use bars
body
of soap.
Wash.
Body wash. Body wash.
I think we would know.
What about like,
hotels? Hotels?
No, they mostly all most now have like the
pump, but they give it to you to wash your to wash your hands.
I guess.
I just don't think I would notice if everything was just turned into liquid like body wash. You would have no idea.
I don't know. I still don't mind the bars.
I think bar soap's kind of disgusting.
I don't use it anymore.
I feel cleaner after
my ass.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you use the bar soap like later? Or
no.
You just have ass and throw it away?
Yep.
Wait. My ass you bar. Take
single use?
Yep.
You talk about the hotel soap?
Just any bar soap strictly for my ass.
So you one swipe, credit card swipe your asshole and then just throw it away?
You don't throw it away. You use that over and over.
It's my ass.
You have an ass bar.
Yeah.
How many times? How many times does it clean your ass before you throw it out?
Till it runs out.
Yeah. Till it disappears.
Yeah.
Oh, it's literally do for disappear. Your ass.
So you're eventually using a little piece.
Have you what?
Have you ever used a full bar? Like it just when it actually disappears?
Yes.
Oh wait, to my asshole?
No, not just for your ass. For like your
bar. Bars of soap, and then like you would use it. You would never throw it away because it was still so small and it. And then you start like mashing it against the other small one.
Yeah.
Just like kind of. So your ass.
Now I kind of miss bar soap.
I have one in my shower right now.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. You ever see the Charles Barkley story where he talks about how he was like using hotel soap and he was cleaning it and he's like, and I kind of lost it for a minute?
No.
He's like, it slipped in there and I couldn't find it. God, I'm going to miss
hotel
that show.
Soap.
Entirely possible.
Hotel soap, like when I get out of there, I always feel dry.
Yeah, me too. I hate the way it makes my skin feel.
I don't like
hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't like the pumps on the wall because
hate
you can access.
I don't
the
like
pumps
that either.
Wall,
some
I'm
of
afraid
them have the locks
spit in
though.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm always afraid somebody's
going to
like,
I always air. And every time I go to the hotel, the last shower I take, I spit in all this.
Yeah, so just so in case somebody pulled a fast one on me, I get to piss on.
Yeah, pay it forward to the next person.
Pay it forward. I'm going to spit and piss in the conditioner.
Another bathroom one. Mush also put bathroom garbages.
Yeah.
What?
That's
I
crazy.
I don't think no way,
garbage
dude.
I don't think
those are my most used garbage.
I think that most of the, like if it was actually gone, you would have no idea. You just go to the normal garbage.
No, if it was gone, I would. After I PSQT the
PS
post shower Q-tip, I will throw it right in that little thing right in front of the shower.
I mostly just hate small garbages,
tiny garbages.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like,
you clean your ears after you shower?
It's better than any sex ever.
You're really not supposed to Q-tip, Nick. Does really bad damage.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They've been saying that, but I've been doing it.
It feels wet ear double Q-tip. Holy fuck!
Feels great.
The best. Yeah,
I love what
Nick also put John Heder.
Yeah, the actor that played Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. The actor that played Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really been in anything.
Yeah, I would never think of him.
Yeah. Hubcaps from Che.
What's a hubcap?
The fake thing that goes over tires.
Gotcha.
And then lastly, water fountains as an adult.
I love water fountains.
Weirdly
I
don't enough, water fountains. When we did that DraftKings shoot last week, one of the guy who was shooting it, like that doesn't work for Barstool, was just running around looking for a water fountain. And I was like, I'm pretty sure there's one by the bathroom. Like he was
a lot,
adamant on a water fountain.
Water fountains are huge as a kid.
Yeah, that's what it says as an adult.
I don't. I
you know
I,
why?
I wouldn't notice
water hoses.
I think
too,
it was what was it? Was it Big Daddy or something else that had a Kool-Aid?
It was Mr. Deeds had the Kool-Aid.
Mr. Deeds had that. And I always thought that was gonna be like the coolest thing.
And you always knew which ones in elementary school had the coldest water.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
But then after that,
but then there was the one like. My elementary school had like the taller one and the shorter one, and the taller one just barely drizzled outside of the nozzle. So you had to like wrap your mouth around the fucking nickel metal.
You should realize how disgusting
I
they
did.
Are.
Really, I would always judge the kids who put their lips really close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's a thing, a whole episode of Parks and Rec about that. They have
iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Put like cuck cages around the bottles because all the citizens keep putting their whole mouth around the whole fucking thing.
Did you ever have like the annoying kid in school count as you were drinking?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome for the fishes.
Yeah.
Save some for the fishes. Such a good callback.
Wow. Christ.
I forgot all about
it. Oh, they were the worst. They would count four.
Jesus.
I remember being so thirsty using those, though. Like, it was the best.
But you couldn't get hit with a fishy.
After gym class, yeah.
Water fountains now are just like water bottle.
I still use them regularly.
Oh, I don't.
So I would notice pretty quickly.
When you would go to the water fountain, would you have a set number of sips? Like, I would always do 15.
I would do 10. 15 I was 10
sips?
Oh, really? You were the guy getting yelled at to save some for the fishes.
I don't think that's crazy long. Like, you're doing pretty quick.
It was my most refreshing quenches.
The best quenches.
That's the number one quench.
No, I'd argue water hose.
Ooh. Hose had some good ones.
My mom always told me I'd get lockjaw.
Really?
Yeah. That's a rumor.
So to give the run through the options again, and Nikki Smokes, you'll go first.
Wait, that's not a bad bracket, too.
Best quenches?
Best quenches and also just like like rumors like that.
Best
like
rumors,
wives
yeah.
Tales, old wives, wives tales.
Make funny face.
Things your mom scared you.
Yeah.
Turning on the console light in the car.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, the light in the car.
Light in the car.
Yep. We've talked about this
was a legit felony.
On here. It was like you were going to die if that happened.
Yep, exactly. So to run through the options again, the one friend that never talks in the group chat, cashier. Sorry. Yeah, I'd missed one. Earlier, or I think I mixed some of these up. Sorry, so that one's for a separate one. So to run through the options again, the bar of soap, bathroom garbages, John Heater, hubcaps, water fountains as an adult, and that one friend that never talks in the group chat. Starting with you, Nikki Smokes.
I don't even know what a John Heater is.
Yeah, what was that?
So.
That was John Heater was a Napoleon Dynamite actor.
You guys already forgot.
Yeah, exactly. So
John Heater, all those other ones I feel like I use pretty much in everyday life. So,
one for John Heater. KB?
Yeah, John Heater by far.
John Heater by
far. Now, in this hypothetical, like, I would maybe Google him in, like, 8 years because I would think about Napoleon Dynamite. Would that reveal that he was banished?
Yeah.
He's also in Benchwarmers, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also in Blades of Glory.
Yes, Blades of Glory.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. He's fucking...
Okay, I feel like I would Google him eventually.
He's gotten better looking.
Mm-hmm. He is very good in Blades of Glory.
But the rest...
Those are big movies.
Yeah,
I would notice.
Yeah, but like we've forgotten about him.
I think I would notice.
I actually didn't know he was the Blaze of Glory guy.
It's one you just have to take a second to think about. Yeah,
my Grubhub driver just texted me. He said, "Can you tip me more? I haven't got my food yet because the office is too far out of the way, and it's not worth it to him to bring the food."
Oh my god!
But he has the food in his car.
He's got hostage. You by the fucking balls.
Did he really do
he's
that?
He's not delivering your food if you don't tip him more.
I got you on cash, and then just take it.
There's no way that's ever worked.
I'm not answering
about
this.
This guy's a scab.
What do you mean it's out of the... Like, it was within your delivery zone, obviously, right?
Yeah, I ordered this to the office many
a
time.
It's just a little inconvenient for him right now.
Yeah, if you were able to order it, then it's fine.
I feel like you just go full Karen and post that on Twitter and get, like, $300.
I gotta see what this guy looks like.
So three for John Heater.
Wait, I'm gonna switch... To hubcaps, maybe.
Hubcaps.
They're always on the side of the road.
Yeah, but I wouldn't notice that they're not.
Okay.
Like, where's the hubcap?
But what would tires look like?
Don't tires all have hubcaps?
They have rims or hubcaps.
Are we talking about, like, the shit that's on the back of a Jeep? You know, like, Jeeps have that spare tire on the back.
That's just a spare tire.
That's either a rim.
Oh, we would definitely know if hubcaps
are gone. What do they call, like, that cover? Is it just a tire?
Hubcaps are
nice. Hubcaps are, like, the fake covers, so you don't just see the black tire. You could either have real rims... Or
a lot of people have hubcaps.
You would notice if these were gone, hubcaps. I think.
We notice.
Aren't rims?
Quickly. Oh, I thought hubcaps were like the screws.
That's right. We used to steal those as kids.
Rims go all the nuts. Way through. Hubcaps those are on cheaper tires. They just cover to. They look like
I'm
rims.
I'm going
to
look it up.
Yeah.
There was a place called Hubcaps by Claysville.
Yes.
A way to wash. Yeah.
What was it?
I'm still going to go Heater.
Oh, I'd say hubcaps for sure.
Okay, you're going back to Heater.
Wait, no. I would recognize hubcaps being gone. I'm staying with my answer, John Heater.
So three for John Heater, Che.
I'm going hubcaps. I don't know what they practically do. Like if there was an if cars just stopped having you, just be like, all right. I would never think.
But
about
you'd notice tires would look different.
Yeah, they'd look very.
If something
different.
Went missing from cars, I wouldn't notice back windshield wipers going missing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hmm.
I don't think I would either.
All right, fine. Fine, Napoleon Dynamite.
Another one for Napoleon Dynamite. Tommy?
What's his name, Jay?
John Heater?
Yeah, see, it's wait, yeah. Forgettable yep. Guy.
I'm going to go great John name, Heater though. As well.
Another for John Heater.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep for John Heater. John Heater's going to go up against our number one seed. And this is the guy, the one that submitted that one. I think it is tremendous. Such a perfect spirit of this one. This guy submitted wheel stops in parking lots, which I think is the perfect perfect suggestion.
Show them a picture.
So I'll send you guys
wheel stuff.
So do you remember if you ever go to a parking lot, sometimes they have like this little mound of concrete that's all the way at the front of the spot where like your front tire is supposed to stop on them?
I would never notice if those were gone.
Ever.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I still don't.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm thinking of curbs.
No.
They basically are curbs in the middle of a parking lot.
Like the parking spots. Yeah. Like the little block of cement. That's in the
then
parking spot.
I guess
spot.
I don't notice them at all.
Those are annoying as hell.
They're the worst when you get in.
I hit them all the time.
Yep.
Where the fuck did that picture go?
Now, would you not notice it, or you would just be grateful that they weren't there anymore?
I mean, a lot of parking lots don't have them.
Right. I think the fact that a lot of parking lots don't have them prove their uselessness.
So, again, wheel stops at parking lots going up against the number 16 seed, which is now John Heater, starting with you, Mush.
The parking, the what are we calling them?
Parking lot stops, I guess.
Parking lot stoppers.
So parking lot wheel stops.
1,000%.
Tommy?
Yeah, that's a great spirit of the bracket submission. Mm-hmm. I have to go with wheel stoppers.
Wheel stoppers. Jay?
Wheel stoppers. They're just infringing on the rest of the parking spot. Like instead of having 100% of the parking spot, you have 85.
When you have to back out of a spot instead of just going forward right out is the worst because of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys back-end guys or forward guys? I am forward. As long as I can
I
do it.
I know you're back-end.
I'm a big back-end.
I like back-end.
I'm the most forward in the world.
Wait, yeah.
These are iconic.
I would
know. Yeah, these are huge. I would
know you guys are crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
No way.
I would know this in a second. If somebody told me to draw a picture of a parking lot, I would include it.
Oh, you're out of your mind. I would never put this in there.
On parking lots.
Yeah, I thought these were just called curbs.
If they were all together, it'd be a curb.
Yeah, they're not attached.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I would notice for sure.
So we're three for wheel stops, Nick?
Absolutely not. No.
Stick with John.
These are iconic.
John Heater.
Yeah, this is not a parking lot without these.
So one for John Heater.
Visually.
KB?
Yeah.
I think these, as iconic as they are, I wouldn't care to notice.
You would notice.
I'm not observe. I wouldn't be like, oh, where are the...
That's what everybody learns to board slide.
But I would Google John Heater.
Does our parking lot have them right now? Our parking lot?
I don't know.
Building.
Yes,
they do. Yeah.
I don't know. So I wouldn't notice.
They do.
So we have four for wheel stops. Nikki Smokes?
I'm going John Heater.
Either way, wheel stops. Going to move its way onward. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about our second sponsor of the day, Rocket Money. Most Americans think they spend around $62 a month on subscriptions, but get this, the real number is closer to $300. This is literally, that's thousands of dollars a year, which you've probably forgotten about. Thankfully, we started using Rocket Money. They found a bunch of subscriptions that we'd forgotten about, and they helped us cancel the ones we don't want anymore. Rocket Money is the personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate and lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users right now, and they saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bracket. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket, rocketmoney.com/bracket. Shout out to the folks.
I use Rocket Money.
Yeah.
They're amazing. So when I went on my 2 week sober cleanse, the first week, they said I only spent like $151 that week, which is $1,300 less than my average week.
Jesus Christ.
Shout out Rocket
Money. That's fucking insane. Second half of the bracket, first option is the number six seed. This is one I'm very curious to see how you guys feel about it. Because at first I was like, I would obviously notice this. The more I thought about it, I'm like, I don't think I would. Sneezing. So how long into not sneezing would you notice, hey, I haven't sneezed in a while?
Would I feel like I have to sneeze?
You know, because that's part of sneezing.
This is tough.
I don't know.
I think my first cold, I'd be like, wow, I have all the symptoms of a cold, but I'm not sneezing.
I don't know. I just don't know if I would notice it. And that's,
I sneeze every time I walk out into the sun.
So you would definitely more know. Well, I could notice.
Yep.
Is that, like, your nose is like albino or something?
Yeah, I think so.
My grandma sneezes every time she eats. Yeah, after she's done eating, she sneezes.
I think it's a genetic thing. Makes a ton of sense. You do like a 23andMe test, it'll tell you if you're somebody who sneezes in the sunlight.
Jesus. Sneezing is going up against number 11. See, another one where, like, probably would notice dry ice. How do you feel about that one?
Would never know.
What the hell is dry ice?
Dry ice hurts, bro.
Experiencing dry ice?
I went to a sushi restaurant last Friday, and it comes out with like dry ice for like the volcano effect. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a package delivered and there was dry ice in it, and it fucking ruins your hand?
No,
It hurts so bad.
Oh yeah,
yep. Certain meal things.
You eat it, you die, right?
It's I think so.
Noted.
So probably not a good death either.
No, probably not.
So which one of these would you be more likely to just like never notice going extinct? Sneezing or dry ice? Starting with you, Marty.
I'm gonna go dry ice. Dry ice, I mean, maybe not, though, because isn't that how they do, like, some, like, smoke machines, too?
I think that
fact that you don't know means you're
true.
Like, you wouldn't ever regard dry ice.
Why is a lot of Chinese restaurant drinks have them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I'm going dry ice.
Dry ice, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still not even positive what dry ice is.
You did ask what is
like,
it?
Yeah, like, I looked it up. I sneezing... I think you would notice. You'd have a cold. You would notice. Sneezing, I like a good sneeze. So I'm going to go with, I mean, but if you ask me when's the last time I sneezed, I'm not sure, but still dry ice.
Mm-hmm. So dry ice is the solid form of carbon dioxide turned directly into gas when it warms up instead of melting.
You guys don't sneeze every day?
I sneeze every single day.
I'm sure I have, but I can't tell you for sure.
Every day?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Every day.
Not every day.
I've gone a week without sneezing.
Probably once a week.
Yeah.
No shot.
Okay, let's all track our sneezes from this point on. All right. Until next Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be sneezing.
Deal. I bet you I only sneeze one day a week.
I'll bet you that.
I'm going to start a note app right now. Sneeze counter.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you. Okay.
I'll be honest as well, because I don't think I might not sneeze.
I'm going to track it.
And, like, you feel them coming, so try to film as well.
Yeah.
And if, don't also hold it in if you feel it coming.
Yeah, no.
No, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, right now we have two for dry ice. Che?
So I actually know the answer about sneezing and like how often you do it because
you know how often I sneeze.
No, well, no, but after I got slammed, after KB and I wrestled and I got slammed, and I had an injury. Sneezing was the most painful thing in the world. Like it felt like I was getting kicked in the heart when I was doing it.
Oh man!
So
that hurts so bad.
You feel bad, Kyle?
Yeah, I felt horrible, and I always have.
So when I was going to sneeze, I would like control myself and like hold it in. And I did this for I believe 8 days, and then once that 8 days passed, like it didn't hurt anymore, and now it's like totally fine. But I would probably sneeze like once every 2 to 3 days, and it was. That you can use that for your whatever these purposes are, but yeah.
Thank you.
You can hold it in. It's pretty easy.
Does anyone have allergies?
Me, I blow my nose and sneeze.
I have like,
but then sometimes you'll do it multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
Wait till you find about it.
Yeah, I just need like one 30-second run of you just ripping like two sneezes, easy.
Yeah. What?
Like if you sneeze twice and.
No, I'm talking about days that I sneeze.
No. This is how many times you
sneeze in a week.
I would say you probably
sneeze one day a week.
Yeah, well, you sneeze
you said once a week.
One, what do you mean? You're saying you sneeze one day a week or once
but
every day?
But now that, it's usually just once.
Yeah, I do it probably really,
sometimes
once.
Two to three.
Okay, so once a week.
I'll bunch 3 to 5.
I think I go weeks without sneezing.
Do you sneeze twice every time you sneeze?
Not every time.
I usually am two.
I think most times, but.
So I'm probably twice a week.
I might keep track of this for the rest of my life.
Total number of sneezes. So, Che, which one?
This is something I'm into.
I'm very excited to see who sneezes the least.
So, Che, which one do you think?
I notice sneezes a lot. So, what was the other one?
Dry ice.
Also hurt me. No. Dry ice.
Three for dry sneezing. Ice. Nick?
At 38 years old, if you sneeze, like it's a full body like.
I have to stretch before I sneeze.
Feel it. It's bad. I have to like lean forward so I don't throw out my back. It's horrible.
Jesus Christ, you gotta like crack your back before you do it.
Nick, sneezing or dry ice?
Dry ice.
Dry ice for sure, KB.
I don't know what would have to happen for me to notice the extinction of dry ice. I think James Cameron would have to direct a movie called Dry Ice that was all about dry ice. And I still wouldn't notice that actual dry ice is gone.
So it's dry ice all the way. Nikki Smokes?
Dry ice, yeah.
Dry ice, going to move on. Next up, we have the 3 versus the 14. The 3, Nick won slingshots. I agree. It would take me a long time to realize slingshots are gone.
Never, never.
But it's going up...
Dated-ass tech.
It's going up against number 14 seed. This person had a qualifier for it. The Charlotte Hornets. How long would it take you to realize the Charlotte Hornets are gone forever? Maybe the least notable of the big three sports
teams. Big three?
They're not counting hockey. They're more of a starter jacket than an NBA team.
Their clothes are dumb tough.
I think the Columbus Blue Jackets are the most forgettable of the big
three. Yeah, so not even counting hockey. I think just among the big three sports, I think the Charlotte Hornets are probably the least notable.
Because Michael Jordan owned them.
LaMelo Ball is such
a
character.
Michael Jordan owned
them. Brandon Miller.
So which team would you...
very, very good.
Who do you think is less known of the big three, of all big three sports?
Sacramento Kings?
I think it depends on
I thought about the Kings.
The Wizards are slow. Getting the
Wizards are definitely getting there.
Yeah, Wizards. John Wall.
I would forget about the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any NFL team really
Wall
can qualify.
Is retired,
but still,
that'd be a baseball team.
Yeah, I don't think any NFL team. I don't think
like the Angels.
If the Reds left, I wouldn't
know. Trout.
Mm.
Yeah, but once he's gone,
so the Charlotte Hornets going up against slingshots. Nikki
Portland Trailblazers.
I think I might notice.
Wouldn't notice.
Nah, Portland's kind of iconic.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Tom and Neaton.
What is it? Slingshots and what?
I like that. I like that a lot. It's slingshots versus Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte Hornets. I use a slingshot once a year. Like when I go camping, it's fun. I got little nephews and we just squirrels and shit. But the Charlotte Hornets are an NBA basketball team. I'll go slingshot.
Slingshots, KB.
Slingshots versus the Charlotte Hornets?
Yes.
The slingshots.
Slingshots. How long would it take? I'm just thinking, like, even in your world, because I don't know how much you watch basketball.
Never. A lot of these are never for me. I'm not an observant person.
Same.
You're not?
I'm a thinker, but not a seer.
I like that.
Seer.
I guess that's where we switch up. I observe everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about it.
I see
like
what's
Trumper's
going on.
Like Trumper's hair raising at dinner second by second?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick,
like when I'm at somebody's door, I'm like, I'm not looking at the welcome mat. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say to that person when they open it.
Oh no,
Marty's mind is just listing things he sees.
Yeah, mine's like, I just observe it. Like my mom, when she chews, her eyebrows go fucking nuts. I can't take it.
Oh
yeah.
Are you a big like driving on the highway? You'll like name all the signs or like all the stores.
No, what's that?
You're like driving on the highway with like a significant other or something like that. You'll be like, oh,
I do that.
Wendy's.
What was the thing you told me?
I do that. I think that's called ADHD.
You told me that you like you count every purple thing you see. Is that it?
Well, no. I play games in my head every day. Like I play over under how many jerseys I see today. Like or like it depends on the day.
Yeah.
What's the line?
It's usually 4.5.
I think. How many do you see today?
What a good line.
Today was 2.
2?
Yeah. Do in office ones count?
No in office.
Nothing in office. Okay.
I saw a Brewers.
Does the guy in the corner count that sells the jersey?
No, he doesn't count. Even though his jerseys are sick.
Does jersey have to be on body?
No.
You just need to physically see it.
And then sometimes it even counts if you like, I see like a Notre Dame backpack or something. Sometimes that counts as well.
What about like a billboard with a guy wearing a jersey?
So it counts.
Doesn't count. Sanctity of the game.
What about like a billboard with a guy wearing a jersey?
No. It's got to be on person.
So 2 for slingshots right now. KB?
Slingshot.
Yep, KB. I'm Nick.
Oh, shit, sorry.
My bad. So I sent you these this morning, Ken Jack. What did I fucking do this morning when I got into the office? Shot a slingshot. Zah has one. Fucking sucked. Pissed me off. It was a blast. I hit Malisak right in the head. With that being said, one of these is a billion-dollar franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Slingshots have probably generated billions in revenue.
This year?
No,
per
over
year?
Time.
Over time.
Yeah, lifetime?
Yeah.
I mean, it killed Goliath.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
What's generated
more
lifetime income?
More money than the Charlotte Hornets.
Net?
What's made more?
Net.
The Charlotte,
the Charlotte
Hornets this
money?
Year?
Yes.
They probably lose money.
Well, dude, they're part of revenue sharing. All the teams share the revenue.
Oh, okay. Dork.
Didn't
folks proposed a good question. Lifetime, have slingshots made more than the Hornets make in a year?
money wise, specifically?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You saying no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hornets in a year?
The Hornets get all the NBA teams share in basketball related income.
But if they didn't share and the Hornets went just off their revenue alone, they probably don't make
lifetime like ever for slingshots.
Yeah,
but I mean, think about like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, money was nothing.
But as it's adjusted for
tactical ones,
I'm looking at some tactical slingshots. The slingshot
dates back to the Bible.
Yeah,
but they are probably
been selling those things for thousands of years.
I can't find a slingshot that's more than $100.
Yeah, but they've been around forever. They've been around since, like you're saying, like David and Goliath.
Okay, wait, 120 for the Simple Shot Cleaver Pro.
I mean, if a guy's trading his goat for a slingshot, you still got to count that, right? Like, that's
The goat's worth at least $100.
Yeah,
yeah. Slingshots are more forgettable than if the Hornets disappeared.
Slingshots, Che.
Definitely, I would notice in it.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits but it doesn't like actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f-ing time, One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Day if the Charlotte Hornets were
you would definitely notice.
You wouldn't.
You would definitely notice.
And I look at the whole board every day.
The Charlotte Hornets made $269 million last year.
No, Hornets made? Definitely clears, or rather, Slingshots definitely clears that.
That's his last year.
Crush. Yeah, there's just, that's what I'm saying, just in a year.
$269 million to them made last year.
Yeah. I mean, Slingshots definitely cleared that. Lifetime.
That's crazy. You think they...
I don't think so.
And then I'm not sure. Their expenses, they probably lost money that year, Marty.
No, this is
revenue.
Are you
saying, like, that's net profit?
Yeah, this is profit.
Yeah,
okay, I think.
Okay. Possibly. So, Che, you're going... Even in the offseason, you check the board every day?
I mean, I would notice if an NBA franchise was gone. So I'd like, do, like, crossover grids, immaculate grids, yeah.
Yeah, but if you woke up tomorrow and the Hornets... I don't even mean, like, historically speaking, this thing is gone. It's just now gone. Now, like, current right now, like, the stadium's wiped off the map. All the Hornets players are gone.
And
like,
is it a news story?
No, no one noticed until that happened, basically.
I would notice once the NBA season starts back up again. I look at the standings and be like, well, there's only four teams in this division now. Now, it might take me a little bit to be like, which team is missing from this division.
Yeah. Tommy?
Slingshots.
Slingshots.
Yeah, I'd eventually get around. The Hornets would eventually come across.
Slingshots. Slingshots to me are like a boomerang.
Boomerang? Yeah. Definitely the
same thing where, like, I've never used, I think, either of them.
I've definitely.
I feel like boomerangs don't work.
I also kind of agree with that too. Yeah. I feel like I've never seen a boomerang actually in action.
Now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the 31st day of months. So any day that every month has the 31st day, get rid of the 31st
I would notice this instantly.
It's gone forever. You just immediately go to the next month. And that's going up against number 10 seed, specifically not landlines, but house telephones. So houses with a landline telephone. So start with you, Marty.
31st of a month would have no idea that those are gone. If everything ended at 30,
really?
If everything ended at 30, I'd be like, yep, sounds good.
Everything should end at 28 and there should be 13 months, but that's a story for another day.
Mm. So one for 31st day of months. You're getting the math.
13. Why 13?
Add another month for the extra days that you add off. Why? From the 20.
So then there's exactly 4 weeks in every month.
That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an extra month, though.
Where would you put it, the extra month?
It's the same amount of days.
What would you name the month?
I don't know.
Something Roman?
What would you name it?
I don't know. I haven't.
When would my
this.
Birthday be? Yeah. It's the 29th. I'm born on the 29th.
Ooh, true.
You get to pick it.
Be one day less.
No, that's fine.
I can get behind that.
One for the 31st day of months, Tommy.
What was it up against?
The house telephones.
The house telephone. I would know. I know how many days are. I'm not one of those guys.
What would you name
who doesn't know the days and months? I'm autistic. I know all the dates.
Jeremy?
Yeah, house telephone would never. Like, the only house telephone is still when I'm home with my parents, and, like, they don't even pick theirs up anymore. And I would never be like, why isn't it ringing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with the house phone.
1-1, Che?
Yeah, house phone. There's the knuckle trick where it's like January, February, March, and like every knuckle is the 31st day. And when you put them together, it equals out. So, definitely the house telephone.
Wait, explain that one again.
So the knuckles have 31 days.
Together, and you start
with
in between
a knuckle, like on your left hand. Yeah, it's January, February, March, April, May, June, July,
and then it goes up to the next hand, August.
Basically, just every other.
Yeah. But is that too many knuckles?
Yeah, there's more knuckles than months, but it.
Mm-hmm. Right now we're 3-2 in favor, or 3-1 in favor of house telephone. Nick.
Yeah, house telephone. If the 31st day of the month disappeared. December 31st, Psy was born. What would Psy say?
New Year's Eve would be ruined.
Yeah, what would he
say? Why would New Year's Eve be ruined? It would be the 30th.
Because there's no 31st.
It would be the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're just discriminating.
Well, you wouldn't know.
You are discriminating.
We are so discriminatory against it. KB?
But yeah, I would notice tomorrow.
The calendar one?
That's... You guys don't pay attention to 31st?
No.
Sometimes you get paid on the 31st. On a Saturday.
Broke boys now.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Broke boys now.
Nikki Smokes?
Landline, a home telephones for sure. Those things kick rocks.
Yeah. I think I would notice. I don't think we could have counted regular.
You guys wouldn't notice tomorrow that if it was the 1st of August?
Nope.
I would notice.
You would definitely notice. But that's like a different brain thing.
All right, so
I think my broke ass checked today to see if I was getting paid on the 31st or the 1st, actually.
Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is couch pillows. That's another Marty one. Yeah. And I kind of agree with you. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't use.
Not cushions. Couch pillows.
Couch pillows.
Like decorative couch
pillows. What would you
pillows.
Sleep on if you ever pass out at your boy's crib?
Yeah.
I feel like couch pillows are a necessity.
Regular pillow?
How many times you fall asleep at your boy's crib?
I mean, what did you know? Like, never go to college or blackout in high school? Like, I know you're, like, old and washed now, but I feel like that's a normal thing to have, couch
pillows.
I just
don't think I would recognize. I think I just fall asleep on the couch.
And just lay on...
If you are as drunk as you're saying, you probably
you
don't notice.
Like, you can fall asleep on a cushion.
Yeah, but it's not a pillow. And then, like, your head's not elevated properly. And then you wake up with a stiff neck.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't recognize it.
This is going up against our number 15 seed, which is another play-in game. First up, there's one where I don't know the reference point here, but this is for KB and Nick. Someone submitted it. Hurricane simulators, unless you're Nick and KB's friends with the batteries.
Yeah, we used to have a friend who would go in the hurricane simulator and put batteries in his palm. They'd fly around. He died.
Wait, what? From doing that? Like,
dead Marcus.
Yeah, the one at the mall.
He put batteries in it and it, like, hit him?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He died from that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Conked him to death.
Did you say that kind of makes sense?
Dead Marcus?
Darwinism.
Well, we had two Marcuses in our friend group. So
dead Marcus.
We call him Dead Marcus now.
God.
Next there is from Nikki Smokes, Cashiers.
Cashiers, yes.
You wouldn't know. Excuse me.
That's insane.
They're already extinct, bro.
No.
There's maybe one cashier left in every grocery
what?
Store.
Not a chance.
All right, so don't vote for me. It's great.
Another Nikki Smokes one, a coworker.
Which one?
Wait, name
one? No. That's all it said. Was a coworker.
Yeah, but name one that you wouldn't know.
That's a good one.
There's multiple, like, not in this office, but, like, jobs I've worked where people have disappeared and I have no
idea.
That's
actually not a bad point.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Another Nikki.
Yeah, somebody you saw every single day for years on end, I would forget.
No, but sometimes, like.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah. Next.
Shallow relationship.
Was another Nikki one, women's sports.
Not now.
I think I'm spitting.
I would probably take me a month.
I don't think I'd notice. I'd only notice, like, the hot ones not having jobs anymore.
And a Tommy one, jelly beans.
Yeah, I could go forever without knowing jelly beans or...
What are you going to give out to the kids for Easter, asshole?
Yeah, the Starburst jelly beans ruin that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't give kids candy on Easter.
Well, one day you might have a kid, and he might want jelly beans.
I don't like
Easter,
jelly beans. He's going to get a Cadbury caramel egg. And he'll like it. It's delicious.
And then lastly, another Tommy one, hair conditioner.
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah.
Conditioner?
You must have dog hair.
Yeah, conditioner. I just use shampoo.
You should be using some conditioner.
You use shampoo?
I just use shampoo. I don't use conditioner.
I only use conditioner.
You should use...
Oh, that's terrible.
You use conditioner all the time.
No, because I used to shampoo every day. That's
don't shampoo every day.
Oh, I used to do that.
I would have guessed...
That's why your hair is gone?
That's my theory.
No.
Yeah, because I was just drying all the follicles.
All right, I'm with that. Same here.
Yeah, I would have bet hard.
I was shampooing every day until I was told that's stupid.
Yeah.
There's some people who like too. They're like you should go months without doing it. I think that's crazy. Insane.
I think that's what Fight says he does. He like just does.
Yeah, he barely does it.
There's a very popular subreddit where the boys
no poo
encourage each other to no poo.
I would have guessed hard money that Nikki Smokes was using like the 8-in-1 conditioner. Where it's like conditioner, body wash, hand wash,
toothpaste. Yeah,
toothpaste.
Now it's like it's everything. Leave-in conditioner,
ass soap, everything, all in one container. So to run through the options again, the hurricane simulators, cashiers, a coworker, women's sports, jelly beans, or hair conditioner. Let's start with you, Nikki Smokes. Which one do you think should move on against our 2 seed?
Coworker.
Just a coworker.
Like, even, like, when we downsized, there was so many people I didn't realize were gone.
But you also weren't here.
But that's good. I was only there for, like, a week when that happened, but yeah.
We had to make room for your bloated-ass contract. Sorry, 5 people.
KB?
Oh, man. It depends on where I'm working. Like, here, I would eventually notice anyone leaving. At the New York office, there's some salespeople I didn't meet, so... a coworker, but for me now, jelly beans.
Jelly beans for.
I don't think I would ever notice.
I don't know whenever I.
I don't like jelly beans, so I never am seeking jelly beans out. So I don't think I'd ever notice.
Yeah. Honestly, neither am I. And
what about Birdie Bots?
I don't even know what that is.
Should they have bogey flavor?
Is that Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like you could either get like a chocolate or it tastes like
bogey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I love that one joke where they're like, "Do you remember the one scene in the first Harry Potter movie where he just Harry buys all of the candy?"
I'll take the lot.
Yeah, and like everyone else in the train is fucked. Like no one else can have candy.
They're gonna starve. It's a long ass train.
Nick,
probably coworker. Yeah,
especially old jobs. Here it's like it's more of a for like I don't know camaraderie to it and all that shit. But like at old jobs for sure. Che.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about who gets fired.
That too. Yeah. That's also, yeah, that happens. Che?
Conditioner. I don't think it's necessary. It doesn't even feel as good as shampoo. I don't know why people would use that.
Never rubbed your junk with conditioner?
Dude, your hair feels so smooth when you...
With conditioner?
I might buy some conditioner. I don't know everybody uses
it. It feels great.
Yeah. I'll use one at a hotel. Like,
that's number one jerk off and shower lubricant.
Correct.
Conditioner?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
For sure.
Oh, Jay,
Steven is buying some conditioner on the way tonight.
Guys, I gotta go.
He's gonna run away like
Isn't
a cartoon.
Conditioner like a little bit, a little bit like rougher. Like
no,
not
it's
even
the opposite.
Shampoo is
no, it's like either. It's just harder to get out of the bottle.
I understand with the name conditioner, it's a little confusing. No, it's
smooth.
It's good.
Yeah, some people use it as lubricant for pocket pussies.
It's also true.
That's a fact.
Jay, you're gonna have your whole mind opened up by this, right. I think. Your wife's gonna be like, why the fuck is he in the shower for 10 hours?
Jerking off in the shower is terrible. No, jerking
not with conditioner.
Conditioner might change your mind.
Yeah.
So one for hair conditioner, Tommy?
Jelly beans. I don't like jelly. I wish they were gone. I don't like jelly beans, and it makes me angry when other people like jelly beans. I don't know why. I'm just like, they're not that good. I do remember the Harry...
You ever had Jelly Bellies?
What?
You ever had Jelly Bellies?
Yeah, I don't like them.
That's the one that tastes gross, some of them, right? Like, some of those taste gross?
Yeah, I don't... The buttered popcorn.
I used to have those as a kid. The ones that taste gross. They all taste gross. No. Jelly beans.
Mm. Jelly beans.
It's jelly beans. Have you guys had the berry nerd clusters?
No, I heard the race.
Oh, yeah, the nerds gummy clusters. That's a top-tier candy. S-tier.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like,
certainly
I'm having a problem weaning off of them.
Those are way better than jelly beans.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, those are just off topic. Like it's just because they're so good.
So jelly beans versus couch pillows, Marty.
For me, couch pillows.
It would take so long to notice.
I just wouldn't notice whatsoever if the decorative pillow wasn't there.
If I went home tonight and my 3 couch pillows were gone, I would notice immediately. I would start accusing my roommate of stealing the couch pillows. I like my couch pillows. I put one right between like the couch armrest and the couch, and I rest my arm on that. I recently bought more couch pillows. Couch pillows are very important to me.
This guy's obsessed with couch
pillows. I would get rid of jelly beans immediately.
Amen.
1-1, Che.
I'm a big fan of jelly beans, but jelly beans are popular for like a couple weeks, like in late March, early April for Easter.
And after that, you're not really having too many jelly beans. They're not like super prominent in stores or anything like that. Couch pillows, I would notice immediately.
Why is jelly beans popular in Easter?
Are they?
I don't know. No, they are. They're definitely
Halloween. You fill Easter eggs with them.
Oh.
That's probably why. Nick?
A lot of candies can fit in Easter eggs, though.
Mm-hmm. Like M&Ms.
That's true. But jelly beans are super practical because they, like, don't melt.
Yeah. True. Yeah, yeah.
Different colors.
The Starburst ones are incredible.
They actually are really
pink
cool.
Incredible.
S tier.
I'm going to go jelly beans, though, just because I use a couch pillow every day.
Right now, we're 2-2.
Up. Watch Desperate Housewives.
KB.
That's 3-1.
Two for couch pillows. You get couch pillows?
3-1.
I use couch pillows so often. Mm. More than the word table. I've used couch pillows more than I've said the word table. So I'm going to go jelly beans.
That is a good way to think of it.
I would love a chart of the words I said.
Oh,
the most.
That would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think fucks you're in your top 10?
No.
I start,
I say and fuck. And a lot of the prepositions would be higher.
Is there a
non-preposition?
Word like?
Okay, yeah.
So is there a word you wouldn't notice was gone?
Fuck might be up there. Ooh,
word you wouldn't notice is gone. There's got to be millions.
Like not like like a word that...
Like a common usage.
A common
word.
Yeah, word that word. Would be gone.
Nikki Smoke wouldn't notice no.
Oh, shit.
What a time for the video to freeze, too. That's funny.
I love you. You're fucking hilarious.
You guys are frozen right now, so we had no idea how that reaction went.
You guys were frozen
were
laughing.
Yeah. It was just frozen with fucking Nikki Smoke's glaring.
I judge people based off their couches. Oh. I judge people based off like their couches, so I'd notice it if they didn't have pillows. So jelly beans for sure.
You have a good couch?
That's like the best part of my apartment.
I have the best couch of all time. Tommy, is my
it's
couch
a really comfortable couch?
Doesn't have pillows,
but I think you would notice.
No, it's got pillows.
You would notice those couch pillows were on. They're a major part of the couch.
100%.
Maybe, I don't know.
So jelly beans gonna make it on through. Before we get into
It's a shame though.
Yeah, it is. Couch pillows, I think, is a really good one.
Thank you.
That was a very, very good one. Before we get to the last one, let's hear from Babbel. Do you want to learn a new language? The best way is to uproot your life, drop yourself in the middle of a new country, and figure it out from there. Psych. But if you're not ready for that, you can still learn a language. The next best way with Babbel. Speak like with a whole new you with Babbel. Science-backed language learning app that gets you talking. Wasting hundreds of dollars on private tutors is the old school way of learning a new language. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are quick and handcrafted by over 200 language experts, ready to get you talking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Because talking is the key to really knowing any language. Babbel is awesome. I used it to help learn a bit more Spanish. It was awesome. Honestly, Nikki Smokes, you could probably use it for down in Miami, learning a little bit more Spanish, too. It would definitely help you out. So buy Babbel.
I can speak Spanish.
You can speak Spanish completely? I don't believe that.
No chance.
I don't believe that. ¿Por qué te no callas?
Okay. Whatever. Muy bien.
That's not what I said, why don't you shut up? And you said, very good.
Yep. And I said bendición.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. Get 60% off your Babbel at babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. Rules and restrictions may apply. Never forget, Stephen Chase said he'd rather have $20 than instant fluency in any language in the world. So playoff time. Now we have first the iPhone apps, the default iPhone apps like the Keynote, what was it? Files, like all that other shit.
Shortcuts.
Yeah. Going up against Tandem Bikes. Let's start with you, Nikki Smokes.
This is actually a good one. I'd probably say Tandem Bikes.
Tandem Bikes over the
tandem
iPhone
bikes,
apps.
Final answer.
KB?
Man. Both never, but... Tandem Bikes. One day, I'd want one. Or at least rent one. With a partner, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Two for Tandem Bikes, Nick.
No, it's the apps. We look through your phone. You can't even name them all.
That's what I. Was
saying.
Apps less likely.
No, you won't.
You're on your phone every day.
I deleted.
Like noticed that before Tandem Bikes.
I wouldn't have noticed one apps. Without scrolling through. Yeah.
Keynote.
I've never opened
iBooks
it,
no. Bible app.
That's come.
That's on my. That's on my bottom. That's at the bottom bar that doesn't
that's
move.
That's what I figured. It's pre-installed.
That iBeer calculator.
iBeer legendary.
Mm-hmm. You still have it? Did you get any new DLCs on iBeer?
I mean, I still have it because I spent money on it. But
Jay,
I'll download something.
For me, it's the apps.
The apps for sure.
Yeah.
Three for the apps, Tommy?
Yeah, I think it's more likely that one day, 20 years from now, got a family on the boardwalk at a beach, like, oh, let's get a tandem bicycle, more than I'd ever say, yeah, where the hell is my fucking Keynote app? So yeah. I'm going to go with the Keynote app.
The apps, Marty?
You just switched me there.
Yep.
I was going to say tandem.
I can invite somebody to a quick match on iBeer. What the fuck does that mean?
Quick beer.
Katie Stats is the only other person on iBeer, right?
Yeah, it's the other person I can play.
It's Katie Stats.
Oh, my Katie Stats.
Speaking of gummy clusters, Rhea just had, I just got up for a walk because how many Nerds gummy clusters I just had.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
See, we're having a problem at the house right
but
now.
But not Jelly Bean.
It's not Jelly Bean. But yeah, I'm going
the apps.
App.
Yep, the app's going to move on. Now we have the wheel stops in parking lots versus the handkerchiefs. And again, specifically the booger handkerchiefs.
This one's tough.
This is a championship matchup.
This one's tough because I really like that, the tire stopper. But handkerchiefs are always, like, to me, a myth. I don't think anyone actually used them. Except besides now Nick. I can't believe home and, like, you washed your underwear and your handkerchief together.
Yeah. Phone, wallet, keys, handkerchief.
Check in all your pockets and save your handkerchief.
Yeah.
Oh.
We still have a handkerchief drawer at home.
That's crazy.
Do you guys have tissues in your house?
Yeah.
Is that not a way more practical?
I don't know. I just would put a handkerchief in my back pocket. You could get a lot of uses out of it.
What are the uses besides the boogers?
Well, no, but I'm saying you blow your nose and it would still, like, it would kind of, like, dry out. You could use it all day.
Oh, it would dry out?
That's pretty gross.
Boogers.
That's really gross.
I don't know, man. I didn't think about it. What's it going up against?
Right, it's handkerchiefs versus the wheel stops. So
I'll go handkerchief.
Handkerchiefs, Tommy?
This is tough. I would really never notice if either of these were ever gone.
It's tough.
It's really hard.
This should be a championship.
This is like a zero versus zero. I guess the parking lot.
This is easy. Yeah,
one of these are everywhere, and the other is nowhere.
Except for Nick's drawer.
Oh, yeah, I guess handkerchief. No, I still wouldn't notice. First one. I never either. Drive. But I'm never going
to
ask for a handkerchief.
Care to drive, actually.
I might abstain. I would never notice if either of these were gone.
You have the option to
I'll
abstain.
I'll give my one abstain.
And somebody else has the option to double vote. Let's not forget that. Che.
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
I don't think I've ever used a handkerchief.
Nope.
Two for handkerchiefs. Nick?
I'm asking my mom for a picture of the handkerchief drawer.
Please do.
It's handkerchiefs, though, because one is literally everywhere.
Yep.
So
I feel like there are more places in Chicago then. In the city there.
There's not a lot of parking lots in New York City.
That's also true.
Oh, you get outside of the cities.
I feel like Long Island might have. They definitely do.
Cities are just parking lots.
Yeah. Kitty?
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Nikki?
Hanky.
Handkerchief. Hanky's going to move on. The handkerchief is going up against the iPhone apps to go into the finals.
Wow.
Nikki Smokes.
Shit, that's really tough. I mean, I voted against the iPhone apps last time, so I'd probably go handkerchief again. Yeah, hanky.
One for the hanky, KB.
The handkerchief.
The handkerchief. Nick?
I'll go handkerchief.
Wow.
Handkerchief? That's about to sweep it. Che?
Handkerchief.
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 Hanky. I'm assuming hanky as well. Hanky going into the finals on the other side for the and getting through. Slingshots versus dry ice, a matchup everyone's been waiting for. Marty.
Great together.
Yeah.
It's dry ice.
Slinging dry
who?
Ice at somebody would be sick.
Dry ice versus slingshots.
Oh.
It'd be like a kill streaking COD.
That would be so sick.
I'm going to go dry ice.
Dry ice over slingshots?
These are both I would never, ever. You guys use slingshots still at the office?
Yeah. Nick used one today.
Is it fun?
Yeah. It's a blast.
Really? Great. I'm going to go dry ice then.
Dry ice?
I don't know enough what dry ice is to want to keep talking about it, so I'm going to vote for slingshot.
Going to vote for slingshot.
Overwhelming me every time dry ice comes up.
1-1, Che?
Slingshots.
Slingshots? Martin, Nick?
Although, does that include the slingshot car?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Nick?
Because I would notice. I would love to have one of those.
They're sick.
Slingshots.
Slingshots. KB?
Yeah. Hunger Games.
I'd watch it in the future and they'd be doing this with nothing.
With the... Wait, so then you're voting for Dry Ice?
I thought she was an archer.
Did they? Oh, what movie?
She was an archer.
David versus a painting of David and Goliath. I don't know.
That's Bart Simpson.
Bart.
Yeah, Bart Simpson. Yep.
So you're voting for Dry Ice then?
Oh, I feel like there's slingshots at sporting events a lot to go with the t-shirts.
That, oh, yeah.
Those are usually guns.
Yeah. Right now.
There'll be slingshots occasionally, right?
We are 3-2 in favor of slingshots. Nikki Smokes?
Wow.
Slingshots in favor?
3-2 in favor of slingshots.
I'm going Dry Ice.
Dry Ice. All right, we're tied up. I think in my mind, slingshots, I like your...
Dry Ice should be a sweep.
What?
I think in my mind, right? Slingshots, if I was looking at something, like you were saying, like a David vs. Goliath painting, I would definitely notice if, like, David just didn't have a slingshot.
Maybe.
I had no idea David had a slingshot.
That's how he
hit him. How often do you look at that paint?
Should read the word of God, Marty.
Is he holding one in the statue of David?
I think so. Like, it's a whole, that's how he kills Goliath. No, it was just, he hits him in the face with a slingshot.
David versus Goliath is in the Bible?
Yeah.
And Goliath, Goliath is a pussy.
What do you think it was
just
a saying?
I thought it was Greek mythology.
No.
Honestly, saint.
David is like a super biblical name. Like, that would be like, you know, Mistos versus something, you know what I mean? But I would think if, I'm trying to think of where else I would even see a slingshot that would make me think about it. And like almost never?
Bible
sounds
lit.
Sporting goods?
The Bible say fucking slingshots?
Yeah, David
versus stories.
The Bible is lit.
You probably would love the Old Testament. Really, or probably do love the Old Testament. Yeah. I think slingshots I would notice over time. Dry ice though too, because there's so many different events where dry ice is used as like for part of the performance. But I'm trying to think of what, like,
name three.
And you were like, oh, yep, that's dry ice right there.
I don't know.
If you get a meal delivery service, then there is usually dry ice.
The only time I got dry ice was from that, what's the famous pizza place in Chicago? They sent it to Dana once, and it was dry ice everywhere, and it hurt so bad.
Oh, I thought it was to the office. They
might
have
been the office, too, yeah.
Yeah, and it was all in dry ice, and like, yeah, it hurt everyone's hands and shit.
I don't like
it. I would notice it in shipping.
I don't like the idea of dry ice. Everybody keeps talking about it. I don't know.
Oh, it's horrible.
Is this like giving you like a fucking like visceral
pain? Yeah, like I wish I knew what this was. I'm sure I do.
I'll send you some.
I think that I would say I would notice dry ice before slingshots. So I got to vote for slingshots, being I would notice it.
We should still end the show on Pat today.
Yeah, if, no matter what, I feel like he should just still decide the final. He's earned it. So on the other side, jelly beans versus home telephones. Starting with you, Nikki.
Home telephones, 100%. I feel like they're already extinct.
Basically, yeah. Like most younger families, like older people do still use them. KB?
Yeah, I don't have a house.
There are so many in like movies and television.
Yeah, if you look about.
True.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, but they could just
Jersey
call
Shore.
They could, the telephone. Like, that'd be an easy fix, and you wouldn't be like, oh, that used to be
a
house
no
phone.
Duck phone.
I'd be reminded
No
of
duck
it.
Phone would be a disaster, actually.
I don't think it, in this context, I don't think it wipes it from history. It's just like, tomorrow they're gone in real life.
Okay.
I think I would know
how long until you remember they were a thing.
Did you guys, my house always had one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same.
My parents abandoned it kind of early in the era, because it's like, pretty much like the next day after we had all the cell phones, they got rid of the landline. They're like, why do we have this? Just call us. So right now
that's the bad news line usually.
Yeah.
Always.
That's a death call.
That's always something.
Or the snow day call.
Yeah. Or yeah.
Yes.
That's true. There's usually always bad though.
So one for home telephones, KB.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Yeah, I would never notice home telephones. Maybe jelly beans, so I'll go home telephones.
Two for home telephones, Nick.
Home telephones.
Telephones, Jay. Telephones are gone.
I would go jelly beans. I really hate jelly beans.
I would have went jelly beans, too.
Home telephones versus slingshots to go into the finals. Marty.
Slingshot for sure.
Slingshots for sure. Tommy?
I'm going home telephones. Again, it's just so hard. I'm really struggling.
Which one do we not?
Tell. You're really struggling
with this bracket.
A lot.
I'm going to go home telephone.
You're like uncomfortable.
But it's so... yeah,
you're like beet red, bro.
Slingshots.
Just think about those slingshots.
I'll go slingshot. If I went home one time, I might be like, oh, what happened to our home telephone to my parents? I'd never go back and be like, where's our slingshot?
Mm-hmm. Slingshot's such a cool word, too.
Slingshot. Oh, great. So you did slingshot.
Yeah.
He's voting for a slingshot, yeah. Two for slingshot, Shay.
If the home telephone went away, would this, like, motion for a phone be? Because this is not a practical...
Well, I think kids nowadays do this to motion for a phone.
Do they?
What? Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
No, they do this... The kids do this for phone, and they do this to roll down the window.
You're an idiot.
What?
No, I'm not. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I guess so.
I think I'd still go like this.
Bro, it's call me.
No, I'd go like
because
this.
You knew that.
I mean, you never held a phone like this, though.
Yeah, you did.
That is the
shape. Why are you holding it like that?
What the fuck are you doing? You do this.
No one does this. It's this. Bro, his fingers don't work.
What
it's crazy.
Buddy?
I think I was doing like the Spider-Man. Wait, okay. So this is fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I do that. Right?
Yeah, it's fucking devil horning it.
Hello.
Spider-Man leaves his thumb out too.
What's this? Just
like that.
I hurt my fingers.
It's never
Skip Alley resident.
Two for slingshot, one for not for
Kyle. Like your nephew, if you asked him to do,
but I've seen this online. Yeah, they would probably do this.
That's so weird. Right,
if that doesn't matter, authority. I'd do home phone.
That's so weird, Che.
Is it against slingshot?
Yeah, it's home
phone.
Home phone for Che. Nick?
There is way more home phones in pop culture than there are slingshots. I would be reminded that home phones were a thing before slingshots. Mm-hmm.
Three for slingshots, KB.
I would never be like, where's the slingshot? Where's the slingshot? but I could see myself telling my kid, like, oh, we used to use landlines.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what's that? And then I'd be like, let me show you. And then I'm fucked.
You're completely
for a liar.
Yeah. Slingshot's going to move on, but Nikki Smokes?
I would say landline.
You would say landline. Either way, slingshot versus the hanky going into the finals.
Is this the finals?
Is Pat here?
Pat's here.
Is this finals or to go into the finals?
This is the finals.
Got it.
So
I bet Pat might have a handkerchief on him.
Should we just like not even us vote? Like let him decide like straight up?
Yes.
I agree. Let's just go grab him.
You think you can find an image or a clip of somebody holding or using both of these at the same time?
Impossible.
No, I guarantee you cannot find a picture.
Slingshot
of that.
Is a two-handed thing.
Has anyone ever tweeted both of those words in the same tweet?
Oh my god!
It might be a guy whose like handle is
on a cell phone in the car.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Handkerchief slingshot's kind of a fire name.
Oh, I don't know.
Slingshot handkerchief.
Phone.
Oh boy, I can't wait to see it.
Slingshot brings all the hobbits to the yard, and they're like, "I forgot my handkerchief. We have to go back." Tweet it in 2013.
What the fuck does that even mean?
No likes on that, right?
You tweeted it.
No, God.
Okay, so do you have a handkerchief, a metal bat, $20, a slingshot, preferably expired candy, a heart eraser, and three different flower seeds?
So it's been a tweet.
That's what this person needed.
I slingshot my panties across the hall for him to keep as a handkerchief.
Okay, Pat, you're coming back up.
There, that's a good one.
All right.
Because that makes sense.
Pat, once again, is making the decision, the final call on this one. Okay, so the idea of the bracket here is which one of these things would you be less likely to notice if it went extinct. So tomorrow, this thing is gone forever.
Okay.
How long would it would take you longer to notice, basically?
Okay.
So handkerchiefs, but specifically the handkerchiefs that you blow snot into.
Yes,
you know,
I remember them well, yes.
Remembers them well.
Yeah, my father used to wipe my face with it, yeah.
Wait, with his booger handkerchief?
No, they would lick it, and then they'd wipe your face when you were a kid.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that's going up against slingshots.
Okay.
So which one of these things would you be less likely to notice... Was gone
missing.
Forever. Is gone from everywhere. You cannot find one ever again.
I'm going to go with slingshots.
Slingshots. You wouldn't notice slingshots.
No, I wouldn't notice them.
They'd be gone forever and you never notice them
Maybe
again.
Maybe when I was younger, I would notice slingshots.
Yeah, but handkerchiefs, you would notice.
Yeah, handkerchiefs, I'd notice.
Yeah. So slingshots are going to be the big winner of the bracket episode 137. Well done yet again, Pat.
Okay.
And once again, I don't think we actually noticed it.
Okay.
I don't think we referenced it. At the end of one of the last episodes, when we were talking about parrots,
yes.
There was a little bit of confusion.
You said which city
would you associate with
Paris? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I went with a northern city, up near Canada.
Yes, and you thought we were talking about Paris.
Yes.
Not Paris. That made Paris. Way more sense. Yeah.
What he said Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. Portland,
okay, you guys weren't on that episode, yeah. But we brought Pat in. We were like, it's actually a good question for you guys, because I don't think any of you are on. What U.S. city do you most associate with the birds, parrots?
Pirates.
Key West.
No, what city?
What city?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Key West.
Key West.
That was a big answer. We brought Pat in, and he said Portland, Maine.
Yeah. Because he thought we said Paris. And it was a big, and he knew that it was a big population of French people in Portland, Maine. Yes. It all came together.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, that's the winner. Big winner of episode 137, Things We Wouldn't Notice Go Extinct, is slingshots. I love that. I think that's a great winner. Great, great winner. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic. But until then, see you guys next time.
I'm going to have to bring it up. The last time the Olympics were going on, me, Kyle, and Jeff had our own parlay in the sports book.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff put out his special Olympics parlay, not thinking that it said special. You remember that? I have a screenshot of it.
Oh, God.
That's so
funny. Dude, the special
Can we
Olympics...
add Marty and Clemmer to the group chat?
Yeah, me as well, honestly. throw them on in there.
Marty, you've paid your dues, brother.
Yeah. Only like 20.
I keep getting the Special Olympics calling me.
Really?
What?
That's kind of funny.
Wait, the Special Olympics called you?
Yeah, I took a screenshot.
Yeah, you can tweet that out.
Yep. They keep calling me. They want me to compete. I can't figure it out.
Just be like, they must be watching Marty versus.
Special Olympic.
I used to work the Special Olympics.
Wait, is it an address? Because the Bears play on Special Olympics Drive.
No, it's a number.
Yeah, it's a Special Olympic.
I text Trent once every 2 years. Had to send him a text.
Me, I got Trent to add me to my NY Times mini crossword leaderboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh no,
his times. Oh my God, they were so bad. 3 minutes,
No, dude, you got to give up.
And he, I made fun of him so much, he unadded me.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Yeah, he texted me and said, "You guys are so mean."